The station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jams with Krista Mornings. Of course, we are doing second date update. You managed to get that first date and you're loving life right now. And then you're like, oh gosh, I hope they want to go out with me again. I'm sure they do. But then they go somewhere and never come back.
Nothing. Zilch. Nada.
It sucks. Well, today we are actually talking to our boy, Kurt. How's it going, Kurt?
Hey, how you guys doing? Love your show. Thanks so much for having me on.
You're so sweet. So listen, you emailed us because you said you went out with a fine-looking girl named Lily, but she's not getting back to you. Kind of tell us the story. What happened?
Well, we met on Plenty of Fish, and then we, you know, we talked for a while, and then we eventually traded numbers, and we texted for a little bit, and then we finally decided to go on a date.
Oh, okay. Plenty of Fish. Yes.
Yeah, and we went to a place called Hopcat, and we had I thought we had an amazing time. She was really pretty, dressed up. She was funny, and I can be kind of a charming guy, so I thought that the date went well. You know, I thought that we really kind of connected and clicked. So okay. I thought, oh, this would be great, and then I don't know. Since then, I haven't heard from her. I called and left a message, and I've texted her a couple times. I didn't want to be too overbearing, but I was just like, the second time I was like, hey, I haven't heard back from you. I hope everything's cool.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely want to hang out again. Please hit me back when you can.
And nothing.
And I just haven't heard from her.
Wow. How long you guys been talking to each other on Plenty of Fish before this date?
Well, probably about like 3 weeks. We probably talked for about 3 weeks before we changed numbers. And then like another like week and a half where we just kind of texted, you know?
Yeah. So you kind of had a nice rapport going on even before you went out. Wow. Well, what did you talk about on the date?
A little bit about my job and her, what she does and her friends. And I'm really into sports. So we kind of talked about that. And
sure.
Yeah, I told a lot of jokes and we just kind of, clicked.
Cool.
But nothing.
Got nothing. So once you went to Hopcat, so what happened after Hopcat? How'd the date end? Did you get a kiss? Did you get a hug?
She gave me a little hug and, kiss on the cheek, you know.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
That's a respectful way, though, too.
I kind of went in for the hug, though. I didn't try to go kiss her, and she kissed me on the cheek. I just kind of gave her a hug, and she just kind of kissed me on the cheek. So it wasn't like she dissed me.
Okay, so you got more than you expected.
Well, that's good. Can you think of anything that you did, maybe, that kind of, she's like, ugh, I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, I wasn't wearing pants. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, really? It's so cold out. Okay.
Yeah, no, I really can't because we had a good time and I really don't know.
Weird. Yeah, you sound like a super cool guy.
Yeah.
I'd go on a date with you if you wanted.
You got that hot kind of voice that happens. Like, you just assume you're super hot. So you got that going for you, Kurt. Are you ready, Kurt, for us to call Lily?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. It's second date update.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lily?
Yeah.
Hey, honey.
Hey.
This is Krista and Aaron from Krista Mornings on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
Good.
Good. Well, great. Well, you know what? Someone is not as good as you're doing right now because we're just calling to see if you remember a really nice guy that you went out with named Kurt.
Yeah, I definitely remember.
Yeah. I like the hesitation.
Yeah, you guys went out to Hopcat Tavern. Yeah. You thought the date went great. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a little peck on the cheek at the end. Yeah. What could have happened on this date? Why aren't you calling him back? Did you lose his number?
Yeah, thousands of people want to know why you're not calling him back.
Well, okay. Did he tell you that he was super drunk?
Like at the bar? Like he got drunk there?
No, like he arrived to the date. Drunk.
Huh.
Oh, so he was under the influence. Okay, so, all right. This kind of puts things in a different perspective. How, like, intoxicated are we talking here?
So I walked there. I walked to Hopcat, and so I didn't have to worry about him, like, picking me up and then realizing he was drunk and all of that. So we met there. And I could just tell, like, right off the bat that he was kind of all over the place and as the night went on, it just got worse and worse and worse. And by the end of it, he was fully like belligerent. He was rude. He was slurring. He even like fell out of his chair one night because he thought that he made some joke that it was so funny that he then kind of like fell out of his chair. I was mortified. He was being rude. I didn't even know like who I was with by that point. And I just wanted to get out of there. It was really one of the worst dates I've ever been on. And then by the end of it, you know, I wanted to get out of there as fast as I could. And he insisted that he drive me home. And I did not want him to drive me home. And you know, I walked there, so I could have gotten home on my own. And he just kept saying, no, 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 like, I'm going to drive you home. And he started bragging about how good of a drunk driver he is.
Oh, no.
Oh, my. Yeah. Wow.
Yikes. So this was...
At that point, I was so, like, honestly offended by the whole thing. I took my time to be there, and I don't know what was going on with him. I don't know what he did beforehand. I don't know why he felt the need that he had to... Yeah. Get drunk before going on a date.
You know, I've seen it, you know, mostly in movies where guys have to have a couple cocktails to relax. But, you know, according to him, you guys were chatting for like 3 weeks and then you texted each other. And this story is pretty crazy in itself. And Kurt might have already been passed out by now after this because I haven't heard a dang word from him. Kurt, my God, are you awake or have you drunk yourself back?
Yeah, no, I just... Well, I mean, I went out with some of my friends earlier that day because I just got a raise at work, so we were kind of celebrating. I might have been a little buzzed, but I didn't think I was that drunk.
Wow. Well, I mean, according to her, you fell out of your chair and were like yelling at people.
Yeah, Lily. I hope you're happy that he's been listening the entire time, of course.
Yeah, Lily. I slipped out of my chair at one point. I was laughing so hard, but I was talking to people maybe a little loud, but I wasn't rude. I didn't think. I thought
that's because you were drunk. I'm surprised you even remember like anything that happened on the date.
I didn't think that I was. I knew I was a little buzzed, but I didn't think I was like.
Wow.
Well, you know, I mean, that's always
belligerent.
That's always the first thing to go, man. I mean, one or two drinks in, and all of a sudden you're 10, and I mean, it's very easy to do.
Well, you know, he also continued drinking, though, during our date.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I just wasn't. It was just a really bad date for me, and I don't. Maybe it was just bad luck that it happened that way, but I believe in, like, signs, and I just don't think that we're meant to be with each other.
Oh, no.
That really sucks because it seemed like you guys, you know, had a nice connection beforehand.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the guy you were talking to for the 3-4 weeks beforehand, I mean, that was the real Kurt, right, Kurt? That was the real you.
Yeah, I mean, if you gave me one more shot, I'll take you out. I won't even drink at all. I mean, sorry that I ruined our date. I thought it went well. I apologize. I really do.
I mean, he sounds sorry. I mean, Lily.
I think that sounds,
Yeah, Lily, sincere. What do you think? Because, I mean, if you guys do want to go back out, we'll pay for everything. Should be cheap for us. Yeah. There'll be no booze.
Yeah, you can go to the movies. That's always fun. Have popcorn and soda.
I don't know, guys.
I
don't think I've ever walked out of a date more disgusted in my life.
Oh, man. Well, first impressions, man.
I'm really sorry, but I mean, to brag at the end of it how good of a drunk driver you are, I am so against that. It's not, I'm really sorry. It's not for me.
Wow.
Well, they do say when you're drunk, you are honest.
There are plenty of fish in the sea, okay? Oh. He can go right back onto that dating app and find someone else that might be okay with it. But I was very put off. I don't agree with that.
Okay.
I think that you need to man up and realize maybe when you get to a point of past your limit that you need to stop and not act like a fool in public. It's just not what I'm looking for. Sorry.
Yikes. Yeah. I'm sorry, Kurt. We really tried here, man.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's cool.
But did you learn a lesson from the whole thing? That's the important thing now. Did you learn a lesson?
Yeah, I guess I'll go on eHarmony.
You're going on eHarmony. There it is. Okay.